Conference Committee on House Bill 49 to order. It is 1:04 p.m. and today is Wednesday. No, Thursday. I'll get it straight. Thursday, May 16, 2019. Present today, Representative Kopp, Representative Pruitt, Senator Hughes, Senator Schauer, Senator Wilkowski, and myself, Representative Klayman. And we do have a quorum to conduct business. This conference committee is operating under Uniform Rule 42. Public testimony will not be taken. Adoption of the conference committee report requires an affirmative vote by a majority of the membership of each body. Two versions of the bill before the conference committee are House version, CS for House Bill number 49, Finance Amended, and Senate version, Senate CS for House Bill number 49, Finance Amendment S. At this time, I would entertain a motion to adopt the House version of the bill. Representative Kopp.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the conference committee adopt the House version of the bill.
Is there an objection?
I object.
The motion before the committee is the adoption of the House version 31-GH1029-G.A. Would the secretary please call the roll?
Representative Kopp?
Yes.
Representative Pruitt?
No.
Representative Klayman?
No.
For the House, one yay, two nay. Senator Schauer?
No.
Senator Wilkowski?
No.
Senator Hughes?
No.
For the Senate, zero yay, three nay.
Mr. Chairman, I missed that. I move to reconsider.
Without objection. That we will take that up under, we will reconsider, and I would ask the secretary to call the roll again.
Representative Kopp?
No.
Representative Pruitt?
No.
Representative Klayman?
No.
For the House, three yay.
Three.
For the House, zero yay, three nay. Senator Schauer?
No.
Senator Wilkowski?
No.
Senator Hughes?
No.
For the Senate, zero yay, three nay.
So by a vote of 0-6, the conference committee has failed to adopt the House version. Senator Hughes, could I have a motion to adopt the Senate version of the bill?
I move that the conference committee adopt the Senate version of the bill.
Object. The motion before the committee is the adoption of the Senate version 31-GH1029-R.A. Would the secretary please call the roll?
Representative Pruitt.
Yes.
Representative Kopp?
No.
Representative Klayman?
No.
For the House, one yay, two nay. Senator Wilkowski?
No.
Senator Schauer?
Yes.
Senator Hughes?
Yes.
For the Senate, two yay, one nay.
So by a vote of 3-3, the conference committee has failed to adopt the Senate version. The conferees have agreed on a proposed solution to use the Senate version as our working document. Could I have a motion to adopt the Senate version as our working document?
I move that the conference committee adopt the Senate version of House Bill 49, version 31-GH1029-RA as our working document.
Hearing and seeing no objection, the motion passes. We will use the Senate CS as our working document with the following modifications and changes. First, number one, the pretrial division will remain as set forth in existing statutes. Two, the House version of the bill establishing that the court shall consider the pretrial risk assessment in making bail decisions so long as the assessment is available. Three, the terroristic threatening definition in the House version, section 31, as amended to correct technical and drafting issues. Four, disorderly conduct provisions in Section 40 as amended to include a sentence of not more than 72 hours for the first offense and a sentence of not more than 10 days on all subsequent convictions. Five, the second-time drug possession offense in Section 51 as amended to add a 10-year look-back provision. Six, modification to the felony presumptive sentencing structure with regard to Class A, Class B, and Class C felonies in Section 72, Section 73, and Section 74 to reflect the sentencing structure as follows. Class A felonies, first conviction, 4-7 years. Class A felony second conviction, 10 to 14 years. Class A felony third conviction, 15 to 20 years. Class B felony first conviction, 1 to 3 years. Class B felony second conviction, 3 to 7 years. Class B felony third conviction, 6 to 10 years. Class C felony first conviction, 0 to 2 years. Class C felony second conviction, 2 to 4 years. Class C felony third conviction, 3 to 5 years. 7. The driving with license suspended provisions in Section 94 and 95 as amended to provide that first-time incidents involving an administrative suspension is a violation and all subsequent incidents are a crime. 8. The parole restructuring in Sections 108, 109, 112, 124, and 125 as amended to remove manslaughter from the subject offenses that are not eligible for discretionary parole and not eligible for good time credit. 9. The limitation on pretrial rehabilitation credit in Section 68 as amended to establish a 365-day limit replacing the 180-day limit. 10. The House version regarding Section 144, which means no change to Criminal Rule 45 and a defendant's right to waive their speedy trial rights, and the section will not be in the bill, which is consistent with how the House bill is structured. 11, Section 77 in the House version regarding applications for discretionary parole will be in the final version of the bill. 12, Section 101 of the bill regarding use of headlights as amended to correct technical and drafting issues. 13, Section 157 as amended to remove the reference to Section 101 of the bill. 14, Section 145 of the bill and Section 99 of the House version as amended to accurately reflect sections that are repealed. 15, all sections in the bill and the House version regarding applicability as amended. And 16, Section 55 will be amended to add references as necessary to conform to the other changes in the bill, and this change will require limited powers of free conference. In order to accomplish this, the committee will need limited powers of free conference. In addition, as part of our committee discussions, there was discussion about whether to grant powers of free conference committee to address regulations regarding the final regulations for the pretrial assessment tool, as well as amendments for a peer review of the pretrial assessment tool. Because there was a decision that we would not seek the powers of free conference, there has been some questions about the Department of Corrections and their plans to get the pretrial risk assessment tool regulations in place. And I believe Kelly Good is here from the Department of Corrections and is available to come forward, I hope. She's here. Okay. You're hiding behind the camera. Ms. Good, if you could please come forward. If you could please state your name for the record and let us know the department's plans with regard to issuing regulations regarding the pretrial risk assessment tool.
For the record, Kelly Good, Deputy Commissioner, Department of Corrections. Good afternoon, Chairmen Hughes and Clayman. We are on the record, the department, both myself and the commissioner have been on record throughout this process that the department will do the regulations necessary to comply with the law. We understand that those were not done previously and will correct that.
Can you give us a timeline when we could expect to see those regulations?
Through the chair, what I can tell you is I can't give you an exact timeline, but I can tell you it's the commissioner's desire to work on this immediately once we've got everything in place, and we will do it as efficiently and as quickly as possible.
You think we could be reasonably confident that by the time the legislature convenes in January of next year, not to mention the special session that we're in now, that these regulations will be in place?
Through the chair, that is definitely our hope, yes, for
okay.
Sure.
Any other questions? Senator Hughes.
Yes, I want to ask you while you're here, thank you, Kelly, for your help with us. Another agreement when we had our gentleman and gentlewoman's agreement was that we would add peer-reviewed language for the assessment tool, and we realized that got quite complicated, and so we have agreed not to put that in, but we have discussed possibly putting forward a bill where the particulars of that could be worked out. And so I just wanted to get that on the record and see if you had any comment in that regard.
to Chairman Hughes. The only language that I've seen was through, in I believe the House Judiciary Committee. It was an amendment, and honestly, we did not look into it too much. We would be willing to look at it though with members if that is something that they want to consider and see how that could maybe positively affect it. But we don't have any position on that right now.
And just a follow up to that, Mr. Chair, and
we're not
wanting a fiscal note with a study. That's not what we're talking about. We just want to make sure we have as something as accurate as possible, and so that could be something that would be worked on in the next session. Thank you.
And I will note, Senator Hughes, that that's a topic. Representative Shaw had offered an amendment in one of the bills. I believe it may have been House Bill 98, but I'm not positive. But he had offered an amendment, and although that amendment was defeated, I discussed extensively with Representative Shaw my interest in trying to bring that forward, and so I'm very supportive of that same direction. Any other questions for Ms. Good? Go ahead, Senator.
I'll wait on this one. There's a question on DWLR. I just want to get a clarification on the record.
Okay. Any other questions for Ms. Good? Thank you very much for coming today. Senator Schauer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question I want to get on the record. We had discussed the DWLR, or driving with license suspended. Wanted to just make sure that it was on the record that what we have agreed to is that first-time offenses are going to be basically violations, if you will, but that all court revocations are a Class A misdemeanor. So I just wanted to make that very clear that what we're trying to do is say that anything that is a DMV type offense, an administrative offense, is really a violation, but anything beyond that is a actual criminal offense, and it will be a Class A misdemeanor. So I wanted to have that clarified.
Thank you, Senator Schauer. That is 100% correct. And it's only administrative revocations that they get a first time violation. Anything that's a court revocation, the first arrest or stop or incident involving a court revocation, that would be a misdemeanor. It's only that first administrative administrative suspension that could be a violation, and the second time that would be a crime.
Yeah.
Representative Kopp.
Yeah. And just so the public knows what administrative suspensions are, those are usually for points or a lapse in insurance versus suspensions, revocations for criminal offenses like DUI.
Senator Hughes.
I also want to get on the record, and I maybe should have done this when Kelly was up, but I don't believe it needs any comment, that we are adding the authorization for the pretrial services program, but this does nothing to prohibit the current administration from operating the pretrial services program the way they currently are under the probation and parole program.
Senator Schauer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And just one more thing for the record and the public as well. There has been a lot of consternation about the risk assessment tool, and I just want on the record as well that we have agreed while the risk assessment tool stays, and it is something that is allowed to be used by a judge, but it is no longer mandated as it was previously, so that now it is not required that a judge must use that tool, and whatever it says, they must release somebody back out into the public. And that was a big part of public contention about, and I know there was various terms like catch and release, other things, but the point we want to get across is that we have agreed in this that tool is no longer required by a judge to be used. I just want on the record, and I want the public to hear that loud and clear. Thank you.
Senator Hughes, go ahead.
And just to be clear, the tool will be on a list of the various things that a judge does consider, but it absolutely has no weight or power or authority.
Over the
Representative Kopp.
Yeah. Thank you. And just to clarify, Chair Hughes did say it correctly. It is something the court will consider, but it is no longer directly a trump card, if you will, on a decision to release or not. It's just one of the factors that is considered.
Mr. Chairman, one add to that. And I'm done. I really am.
Senator Schauer?
It's a word, Mr. Chairman.
You have the benefit of never having been on the committee that I chair. When you keep your comments under 3 minutes, you can say pretty much anything you want.
I'm not even close to that yet, so no, I'm done. It is just, I think the word a lot of people were asking was weight, what Representative Kopp was saying, and there's no longer any weight to this. It's just a list of 12 different items that a judge may look at, And so that's what we want to just make crystal clear, because that was a big point of contention. So I just want, I want the public to hear it, that that's what we agreed to. Thank you.
And I'll note on that that we are looking forward to seeing the University of Alaska Anchorage Justice Centers in the process of researching and providing analysis of the data and how the pretrial risk assessment tool has worked over the last year plus, and we'll be seeing those probably by the end of June. Further comments, questions with regard to the conference committee report or the proposed solution? Hearing Representative Cobb.
Just one comment, Mr. Chairman. I'm pleased that the House minority, majority, the Senate majority, minority came together to truly come forward with a joint proposal. And I want to especially let folks know that our minority members played a key role in bringing this together. I definitely want to highlight the role that Senator Wilikowski played to also facilitate discussion. It's good to have good attorneys involved in the dialogue, but every member contributed strongly. And I highlight that because it truly is a joint proposal. It's a stronger proposal because it is joint. And we're moving forward together on this. And I just want to thank all the members.
Senator Hughes.
Yes, and I particularly want to thank the public, because the public has made it clear that they wanted an overhaul of the criminal statutes, and they put pressure on folks in this building. And so I want to thank the public for weighing in. I also want to thank all the staff. We have some incredibly bright staff in this building, Mr. Chair, and some of them were up in the wee hours of the morning working to help get us to this point. So I applaud them. And I also want to mention that in our gentlewoman handshake, we also agreed to have an informal working group as we move forward into the interim to look at ways we can reduce recidivism and that we can work on having the right things within our Department of Corrections to ensure that when an offender exits the system, they are in better shape, or at least have an opportunity to be in better shape than when they entered. So we have a commitment to work on that, and that is step two of making Alaska a safer place.
Thank you, Senator Hughes. Any other comments? Senator Wilikowski.
I just want to thank both the chairman and woman for your leadership on this. This was truly a bipartisan, bicameral effort. Everyone was involved. There was certainly some heated discussions. And it's is a tough on crime bill. This is a repeal. This is an absolute repeal and replacement of Senate Bill 91. And it is a collaborative bipartisan effort. And I also want to thank the staff as well. I was getting emails at 2 in the morning on this, and then again meeting early this morning. So it's a good product, and I look forward to voting yes. Thank you.
Any other comments? I will just add my note of thanks to all members of the committee. We had very lively and spirited and discussions that reflected a common commitment to put Alaska first and do what's right for Alaska with regard to public safety. I think we share a commitment to improving public safety every day and making wise use of our public safety resources, and this will allow us to continue to do that. And I also want to add my thanks to staff. I was at 1:30 in the morning, I was not asleep, and the phone rang and they had questions, and I was glad they were calling, and I can't say how much help we've received from staff from both the House and the Senate to get this done. So thanks to all, and thanks to all those in committee. So with that, Senator Hughes, may I have a motion?
Yes, you may, Mr. Co-Chair. I move that we request limited powers of free conference for House Bill 49 on Sections 31, 50, 99 House, and Sections 39, 40, 51, 55, 68, 72, 73, 74, 94, 95, 101, 108, 109, 112, 124, 125, 145, 157, 158, Senate. Any remaining sections related to pretrial services, 62, 67, 104, 105, 106, 107, 128, 149, 150, Senate.
Without objection, the motion is adopted. There is a letter that needs to be signed by everyone. Please be sure to sign both copies, and let's take a brief at ease. Back on record. Now that we have signed the request for our conference powers, we will now need a motion to adopt the conference committee report. But before we do that, Senator Schauer, I think you wanted to add a couple more thanks. Go ahead, Senator Schauer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Everybody started thanking people, and I was so focused on getting the job done, I wasn't thinking about thanking people. So very briefly, there's a couple members of the Senate that are sitting here in the front here, specifically Senator Machicki and Senator Reinbold, that have been working on this for some time. And we spent months together in various committees, and I don't even know how many hours, hundreds probably, working on this. So I want to shout out to them and thank you for the hard work to help get us here. Without the work of them and their staffs, we wouldn't be here. And there's one other one that both Senator Hughes and I would like to say thanks to, and that's the majority leader in the Senate. Senator Costello has been a outspoken voice of the victim and trying to help us move in a safer direction. So I don't know if she's here, but I want the public to know that she has been working hard on this to try to get it right. So I appreciate the extra 30 seconds to say thank you to some key members of the Senate that helped.
Senator Hughes, could I have a motion to adopt the conference committee report?
I move that pursuant to receiving the powers and the suspension of the uniform rules as requested, the conference committee adopt the conference committee substitute as described by the co-chair with attached and forthcoming fiscal notes.
The motion for the committee is to send a report to our respective bodies recommending the approval of the conference CS. Would the secretary please call the roll?
Representative Pruitt.
Yes.
Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Klayman.
Yes.
For the House, 3 yea, 0 nay. Senator Wilikowski.
Yes.
Senator Schauer.
Yes.
Senator Hughes.
Yes.
For the Senate, 3 yea, 0 nay.
So by a vote of 6-0, the motion passes. Members, please stay behind to sign the report. And the meeting is now adjourned at 12:28 p.m.